Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
You're safe, Maria.
Yeah, I
drink
actually
drink all you want.
I think I could hold it in my mouth for the whole.
Listen, I might set you a challenge some other week, Maria. For now, though, we will begin with a couple of hurling jokes. Although the first one, even though it's slagging off tip, it was sent in by a tip man called Patrick, who says, Liam Sheedy, who I'm guessing is the tip manager, will have the whole tip panel out when dogs this week. He wants to teach them how to hold on to a lead.
I shouldn't be laughing that much at that.
Eva said, what's the difference between a statty and a Tipperary hurler? A stag party wouldn't throw away 10 pints.
If Cahill was here.
10 pints.
He'd be throwing to.
He would. He's not here though. Sheila says, all this good weather reminds me of the time a few years ago when I invented beach footwear for people with one leg. It was a flop. It was a flop.
Drink the tea, Maria.
Yeah. Irene says, Dave, I'm not sure I can cope with this heat. I'm sweating like a 92 Corsa on the NCT lift.
What a beautiful description.
Paul says, it's so hot out I could barely touch the steering wheel earlier. Then I realised I'd accidentally sat in the back. Cara Mullahan is 4 years old. She's from Milltown, Malbay and Clare. And she says,
why did the egg get arrested?
Why?
Because his yolk is heading out.
Thank you, four-year-old.
His yolk was hanging out. That's a great joke.
Amanda says, hey, best-selling author Dermot Whelan, I've just written a book too. It's called 50 Shades of Gravy. It's very saucy. John says, what's the name of that superhero who ensures businesses are tax compliant? Vatman.
No.
Sam says, Dermot, did you hear a man fell into a display of 300 golf clubs at the Open the other day?
No.
Doctors have said he should be okay, but he's not out of the woods yet.
I actually like that one.
Al says, I came out of the supermarket just now and there was a woman and she was crying her eyes out and she'd been saving for the whole of COVID and was getting ready to go on her dream holiday now that we can travel. I'll be honest, I felt really sorry for her, so I gave her €50. I wouldn't usually do that kind of thing, but I just found $2,000 and cashed in an envelope in the car park. Oh, Maria, don't drink during this one, Maria. Don't drink during this one. Ken says, I have recently split from my wife, Lorraine Lee. After I told her I was in love with her sister, Claire Lee. It's all worked out, though. It means I can see clearly now Lorraine has gone.
That was so bad.
That is so bad.
And I knew it was coming because you were saying their name so clearly.
I was. Trev.
No shame.
Trev says, Dave, you wouldn't know where a guy like me can find a person to hang out with, talk to, and enjoy spending time with. Asking for a friend.
Oh, come on.
Trev!
That's terrible.
Asking for a friend.
I could have taken so many sips of tea.
Pete says, I'm a bit skeptical if anyone tells me they do yoga every single day. Come on, it's a bit of a stretch.
I hate these ones.
He's loving them.
Barry says, people say I'm old-fashioned. Oh, well, fiddlesticks I doth declare. 'Tis mere tittle-tattle. And finally, Rob says, lads, wish me luck. I'm off to Tokyo to represent Ireland in the Olympics.
Nice.
I'm the favourite in the Kleptomaniac Championship. I expect to be coming home in a few weeks with the gold medal and the silver medal and the bronze medal and a couple of wallets.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.